Inside the barbed wire, Kitty sometimes felt as if she were living under a microscope. The army commissary often had foods and goods available on the outside only with a ration card. The theater showed 2 movies a week for only 15 cents a show. Medical care was free. So many young couples had babies, some 80 births were recorded the first year and about 10 a month thereafter, that the small 7-room hospital was labeled RFD for Rural Free Delivery. When General Groves complained about all the new babies, Oppenheimer Riley observed that the duties of a scientific director did not include birth control. And that was also true for the Oppenheimers. By then, Kitty was pregnant again. On December 7, 1944, she gave birth in the Los Alamos Barracks Hospital to a daughter, Catherine, whom they nicknamed Tyke. A sign was posted over the crib saying Oppenheimer, and for several days people filed by to take a peek at the boss's baby girl. 4 months later, Kitty announced she just had to go home to see her parents. Whether because of postpartum depression, or the excess of martinis in the Oppenheimer home, or the state of her marriage, Kitty was on the verge of an emotional collapse.
Kitty had begun to break down, drinking a lot, recalled Pat Scherr.
Kitty and Robert were also having problems with their 2-year-old son. Like any toddler, Peter was a handful.
And according to Scherr, Kitty was very, very impatient with him. Scherr, a trained psychologist, thought Kitty had absolutely no intuitive understanding of the children.
Kitty had always been mercurial. Her sister-in-law, Jackie Oppenheimer, observed that Kitty would go off on a shopping trip for days to Albuquerque or even to the West Coast and leave the children in the hands of the maid. Upon her return, Kitty would bring an enormous present for Peter. She must have felt so guilty and unhappy, said Jackie. The poor woman.